Since the latest war between Israel and Hamas broke out in October, the stances of Vermont's congressional delegation on Israel's military strategy have shifted, and in some cases significantly. Vermont Public's Bob Kinzel reports.
Hamas killed more than 1,200 people and took several hundred hostages when the group attacked Israel on October 7th. That's according to the Israeli Prime Minister's office. Shortly afterward, on October 10th, both Senator Peter Welch and Representative Becca Ballant strongly condemned the attacks and pledged their full support for Israel.
The United States must stand by Israel. It must condemn the attack. It must help Israel make certain that its people are secure.
We are committed to making sure that Israel has what it needs in order to defend itself.
Speaking on the Senate floor on October 25th, Senator Bernie Sanders shared a sentiment closely aligned with a statement his office released on October 11th. He strongly condemned the Hamas attacks, but he also urged the Israeli government to respond with restraint.
The people of Israel have gone through a horrific and traumatic shock. It is understandable that they are furious and want to strike back forcefully. Revenge, however, is not a useful policy.
In the following weeks, lawmakers' positions started to change as Israel conducted a widespread bombing campaign in the Gaza Strip, and public pressure mounted to condemn Israel's military strategy. Israel has killed at least 14,000 Palestinians since October 7th, according to the Ministry of Health in Hamas-run Gaza. On Tuesday, Welch changed course and called for an indefinite ceasefire, saying he's encouraged by a temporary ceasefire that began last week. If the fighting does resume, Welch is calling on Israel to rethink its military strategy in order to reduce civilian casualties.
I'm very, very concerned about the Netanyahu government war plan here that has resulted in an extraordinary loss of civilian life. It is harder for Israel to go after Hamas specifically. That's who the enemy is. It's not the Palestinian people.
Congress is scheduled to consider a $14 billion aid package for Israel, and Ballant, who called for a ceasefire last month, says it's critical for lawmakers in D.C. to thoroughly debate specifically how additional aid for Israel can be used.
Bombing civilian targets to try to get at Hamas is not a successful strategy. And so absolutely, I think the pressure will be applied and has been applied for Israel to think much more carefully and strategically about what needs to happen to disarm Hamas.
Meanwhile, speaking on the Senate floor on Wednesday night, Senator Sanders called for conditions to be attached to any aid package because of Israel's, quote, indiscriminate bombing attacks on Gaza.
Israel is at war with Hamas, not with the Palestinian people. Israel cannot bomb an entire neighborhood just to take out one Hamas lieutenant. That is simply not acceptable and not something the United States should be complicit with.
Senate Democratic leaders say they plan to hold a vote on the Israeli aid bill sometime next week. For Vermont Public, I'm Bob Kinzel.